Now, my name is Honor Goodhart. I was one of the founder members of the Ink Pen Women's Institute, which started in 1929.
Can you remember any of the first members, the other founder members?
Some of the other founder members were certainly Mrs. Martin, the wife of the then schoolmaster, Kate Lovelock, Beryl Carter, Mrs. Bradshaw. Mrs. Marriott started the Institute and went up to London to the executive committee and found out all she could about it and the running of it. And she turned into an exceedingly good, efficient president. And at that first meeting, she told us a little about the running of the Institute, and she laid stress on the trading stall. Mrs. Marriott engaged a good many most interesting speakers for us. I remember one excellent speaker on laundry. Well, you'd think that all the housewives knew about laundry. They must have done it all their lives. But they learnt a lot of that and how to hang up the washing, etc. We had a very good lecture a bit later on stuffing cushions and how to do the edges of a cushion so they didn't show at all. Then the war came along and we made hundreds of bandages. And I think we also made slings, but I can't remember of what. I don't think we collected sphagnum moss, though I think possibly some people did. You know that it was used during the First World War as a dressing. During the war, we used to do quite a lot of play reading, various members taking part. And then from that to acting. And I think it was about that time that Ink Pen started the system of having group meetings, which still goes on. And during our first group meeting, we acted a scene from Romeo and Juliet with Dela Bradshaw as Juliet. She was an almost professional actress. She was extremely good. And the fact that she was heavily pregnant at the time didn't seem to make any difference to her portrayal of Juliet. We went on with our acting at intervals after that, and we produced a miracle play for, I suppose it was a Christmas during the war, with Marjorie Carter as the Virgin, and a lot of the fairly young children as angels. And it really was a great success.